As we continue this morning in our sermon series, Not a Fan, I want to share with us again this morning on the topic of an open invitation. An open invitation. How many of you have ever seen some of these commercials? I've noticed a number of these commercials where, you know, they advertise something and kind of the line is, anybody can do it. Or anybody can buy this. I mean, this is so affordable. This is such a great deal. I mean, anybody can do this. You know what I'm talking about? I love those car commercials, and you know, I'd see some of these things, and I think, wow, boy, that is really nice. And they talk like, you know, just anybody can do it. Only $549 a month. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not anybody in that equation, okay? And you know, they present all these nice things, and they make it look so good, and all kinds of things. But the bottom line is that many times, when you get down to it and you read the fine print, anybody's not always everybody. Amen? And, you know, you got to have, you know, I can remember talking to a banker friend of mine some time ago about a deal on a car. And you know, I thought, wow, that's really a nice payment. That's really low. I mean, that's a great deal. Until I found out that your credit score has to be through the roof to be able to qualify for that deal. So anybody doesn't always mean everybody. Amen? And you know what I'm talking about. You've seen a lot of these deals, and they look so good, but the reality is they are pretty much restricted to a certain group of consumers or a certain group of people that meet a certain type of criteria, and anybody doesn't always translate to everybody. We've all seen those deals. The verse of Scripture we're looking at again this morning kind of addresses that topic when we talk about a fan, being a fan or being a follower. And it's a very important verse, and it is the key verse. It is the main verse of this whole sermon series. And it's Luke 9:23. And I want you to read it with me, if you will. It says, "Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and what? Follow me." You see, when making this invitation to potential followers, it's important to notice that if you begin at the quote where it says, if who? What's it say? If any of you. If anyone. If any of you. Now this is an important verse because I want to share with you some really important truths from this passage this morning. I think are so vital to our spiritual well-being. It's simply this. The first thing that I want you to notice is this, that when he says any of you, he is saying any of you are welcome. He's saying anyone is welcome. Now, that sounds good. And I mean, we maybe get the warm fuzzies and think, well, that's cool. You know, that includes me. But when you think about it, that's a very powerful statement, that any of you, if any of you wants to be my follower, any of you are welcome. Over the years, we've gotten to the point, even when we hear Jesus say anyone, we think, well, you know, yeah, right. What's the catch? We've kind of been conditioned that, you know, if the story sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And we think, yeah, right, it sounds so good. It's such a great deal. But what's the catch? I want to tell you this morning, when Jesus says, if any of you, if anyone wants to be my follower, there's no catch. There's no catch. There's no small print. There's no hidden fees. It's all laid out in this verse, and it's open to anyone. And when Jesus said anyone, the crowds, can you imagine for a minute, when he says any of you or anyone, and the crowd looks at his disciples, I think they would have got it. Maybe they would have understood the message. They would have understood exactly what he meant. I mean, you have to understand, and I want to give you just a little bit of a history lesson here, if you will. You have to understand, to Jesus' society, to that culture, to that time frame, Jesus was considered like a rabbi. He was homeless. He was a little bit unconventional, but a rabbi nonetheless. And a rabbi was a teacher of God's Word, which was then the Old Testament. And the rabbis had an extensive knowledge of the Torah, which was the first five books of the Bible and all of the writings of the prophets. And rabbis also were also special because they usually had a group of people that followed them. They were called the Talmid, okay? Just a little history lesson here. They had a little group of followers that were called the Talmid. And the word Talmid translates to disciple or student. So essentially, every rabbi had a class of students. It were those folks that kind of followed them around, listened to their teaching, learned from them, and it was a pretty exclusive group of students. And the truth is that most people didn't end up as students of rabbis. In fact, those who didn't make the cut most often end up learning some sort of trade. Typically, one that was passed down through their family. They'd work as stonemasons, they'd work as fishermen, they'd be some kind of tradesman or something. But for those students that were wanting to become the Talmid of a particular rabbi, you had to go through a really rigid process. First, there were a lot of prerequisites before even being considered to become a Talmid. These were the equivalent of a GPA or a transcript prerequisites for getting into an elite college or an academy. The Talmid had to have an extensive knowledge of Scripture, and a rabbi would regularly quiz them, asking them to recite verses and sections of the Word. And it was intense. It was even painstaking. It was very challenging. But the rabbis had to be thorough, and they were very thorough because the excellence of the student reflected on the teacher. The excellence of the student reflected on the excellence of the teacher. And on the other hand, if a rabbi's group of Talmid were especially brilliant, the teacher, the rabbi, would be highly respected. He would be greatly admired. But the thing is, Jesus changes the system. He did that a lot, didn't he? He shows up on the scene and he really changes the system, especially, don't miss this is good stuff, people, especially when he invited a tax collector to be a Talmid. Now something's going on here. And when Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me," he was making very clear that the invitation to follow was not just for the religious elite, or just for the morally upright, or just for those who have their lives all together. His invitation was for all of us who are hiding some stuff, who are dealing with some stains, who are dealing with some stuff that maybe we're not so proud of, maybe dealing with some things that are very hurtful, that we don't want anybody else to know about, maybe involved in something in our past that we're not real proud of. Jesus upsets the system when he says, anyone can follow me. That's a big deal. And he says, anyone who would come after me must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Anyone is a pretty inclusive word. Anyone can follow Jesus. Anyone who's ever thought to themselves, you know what, I've just gone too far. I've gone too far. My stains are too big. Anybody who's ever laid awake at night and said, you know, I just can't believe what I've done. Anyone who's ever looked in the mirror and said to themselves, I can't believe what I've become. Jesus says anyone can follow. So when word gets out about a new rabbi who is picking out followers at random, I imagine people had to start wondering, you know, what's up? What's the deal? And they come to hear from this incredible teacher named Jesus, but when they look at his disciples, they must have been a little bit confused. They must have shook their heads and thought, these guys are students? These guys are Talmud? I mean, these guys are nobodies. Those two were just fishermen. A few of them were a couple of political hotheads. And that guy, he's a tax collector. How can this be? But then Jesus makes the invitation. And when people hear that anyone can come learn from this incredible rabbi, I'm sure they started to entertain the idea. People who had given up the dream of learning from a rabbi a long time ago were now wondering if they'd be welcome. If it would be possible, could I? And slowly but surely, people started to come and want to follow this rabbi Jesus. And they realized when he said anyone, he meant it. When Jesus said that anyone was welcome, the crowds began to understand that meant everyone was welcome. And it's true. Anyone, any of you, anyone means everyone. And that's point number two. Any of you means everyone. Any of you means everyone. But here's the struggle. And a lot of times we won't say it. But we don't always buy into the idea that church should be for just anyone. You've probably heard it, and I've heard people say, well, you know, I like the church just the way it is. And we usually prefer that things stay kind of the same. And same soon becomes standard, and pretty soon a standard becomes a qualification. And I think Jesus knew that's how things would go, and I think Luke 9:23 is here to remind us that there shouldn't be any qualifications. Now let me explain that. Jesus does away with the qualifications to follow. He got rid of the long list of prerequisites. He did away with the standard application process. And I think the church should consider that as well. We usually don't like to talk about it, But we have our own unwritten code many times in the church, don't we? For instance, there's a kind of unwritten dress code, right? Or the past few decades, there's been a little bit of an unwritten political code, too. And most churches, there have been all kinds of things added to their unwritten code, whether or not you should listen to this style of music or that style of music, or what your income is, or what your social agenda is, or what your church denomination is. And the list can stack up pretty quickly. And the church can still say, you know, anyone is welcome. But when you look at how the members dress, or what their leanings are for this or for that, or what style of music they accept, it becomes clear that there are some qualifications. And all of a sudden, anyone is not everyone. But you see, Jesus didn't just break down those barriers. When Jesus said anyone, He did something else. In eliminating some of those unwritten codes, Jesus got rid of all the excuses. That's point number three. When He said, any of you, that means no excuses. See, when Jesus invites anyone to follow Him, He doesn't just break down the barriers that keep so many people from learning more about God, but He gets rid of the excuses. Now, this is really cool. He gets rid of the excuses that so many people hide behind. You ever met people who hide behind excuses? And so now the tradesman had no excuse not to follow a rabbi. Now the fisherman had no excuse for following the rabbi. Now the person that is so hung up on their past that they have no excuse for following the rabbi. What has your excuse been? What is our excuse? I think most of us have been, maybe a lot of us here, even in this church, and maybe I'm sure other churches, have been holding off on a relationship with Christ and going all in because we say we're too busy. Or we've got this or we've got that that we need to take care of first, and we need to do this or we need to do that first. What is it for you? Is it because too many times we're focusing on lots of other things? Is it because there's so many other things that demand our time and our attention? Is it because that times have just been so tough that you just can't seem to focus? What is it? Let me say something here too. Others sometimes say, it's because they've got a past that they're not proud of. And so the baggage that they carry around from the addiction, maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's something else, and those things turn into excuses. But Jesus says, and He invites anyone. You know, I really think in my own heart and my own mind, I think that is the awesome beauty of the gospel. And that's the thing that strikes me so as a pastor. And what the Word says is that it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what kind of blemishes there are that exist from your past, some mistake, some sin. Jesus says, anyone, any of you. And what that says to me is simply this, that regardless of all that, you have an invitation to follow me. There's no qualifications. There's no prerequisites. You don't have to clean up all the mess before you come to Jesus. Now I want to tell you, I still believe with all of my heart that that is a message that is such a radical message to our world and to our culture today, that people so are in such a mess that they just can't seem to wrap their heads around it. That's what Jesus says. Regardless of what has happened in your life, regardless of the stains, regardless of the past, you can be my follower. Now, here's one of the saddest testimonies I think I've ever heard. And I experienced this testimony, I guess you'd say it would be secondhand, but it was firsthand because I saw the person give this testimony in an interview on television one time. It was especially tugged at my heart because the interview was about this lady who does ministry. Ministering to the women in the brothels of Amsterdam, Holland. Most of you know by now, I'm Dutch. Where else would you get a name like Hocamp? My grandfather came to America from Holland. And so it's always been a place that's just had a natural attraction for me. And I just so happened to be watching a TV show one day, and they were interviewing Naomi Zacharias. Some of you have probably heard of Ravi Zacharias. He's a well-known minister. And they were interviewing Naomi. And as I said, she was with a group that was ministering to women in the brothels of Amsterdam. If you know anything about that culture, it's very open to that kind of stuff, unfortunately. And she told the story, and I watched this. I was just intrigued, and I remember this, watching this, and this has been probably 3 or 4 years ago at least. And what she said stuck so deeply in my mind that it just radically changed the way that I think about some things and changed my perspective. But Naomi was sharing how she told the story of one particular lady that they were ministering to, who actually would put herself on display in a brothel window. And she'd been trying to minister to this young lady. And when Naomi asked her one time, as she was trying to minister her, Naomi asked her, said, "Well, let me ask you something. I just got to know." She said, Have you ever considered going to church?" And the young lady looked back at her and chuckled. And she said, "I cried." She said, "Your people tell me that I should leave what I'm doing." And then she said, "But you'll never let me forget where I came from." She said, "Your people, the church, tell me I should leave what I'm doing, but you'll never let me forget where I came from." Now, We need to be ready for what can happen when we embrace the invitation to anyone. Because if anyone can come to church, sometimes that messes some things up. It can get a little bit messy. All of a sudden the church gets filled up with a bunch of unchurched people. Imagine that. If we really accept anyone into our churches to follow Christ, we may have to deal with some of our unwritten codes. We'll be forced to get out of our comfort zone. But I think we've got to take to heart that Jesus says, any of you can be my follower. Yeah, some of those people will have a past. Some of those folks, their lives may not be all that grand and glorious. Yep, they may be different than we are. But Jesus kind of broke down those qualifications. And he said, anyone. And you know what that says to us, church? For us to be able to take that truth to heart and for us to be able to deal with what that presents to us, we must be followers rather than fans. Because fans won't know how to handle it. Now there's one more thing I want to mention. Any of you, and this is what I close with, any of you means everything. Any of you means everything. When Jesus makes this invitation, he welcomes anyone who would come after him. But he also makes it clear that when you choose to follow him, it will cost you everything. All in. So it's anyone, but it's everything. When a Talmid was finally accepted into a rabbi's school, they would leave their homes, they'd leave their jobs, whatever was holding them back, and they would go and follow the rabbi. And literally, they would follow the rabbi wherever he went. In other words, like we talked about last week, they went all in. And I believe that God is calling us today, in 2015, to go all in. Now, I'm not saying that means go home and sell your house and sell your cars and all that stuff. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that he is asking for a total commitment of all that you are to go all in. Now, I'm going to illustrate it like this and then we're going to close. I want a few volunteers, okay? We'll do it like this. give me a couple of volunteers. Come here, guys. Come here. You be my Talmid. Come here. Come here. Now, what I want you to do is this, okay? Come here. Huddle, huddle, huddle. Now, in that day, the rabbi had his Talmid, okay? And they would follow him wherever he went, okay? It didn't matter where he went. If he was going across town to do some teaching, You know, they'd follow him everywhere. They'd follow him everywhere he went. If he was going to go to another city, you know, wherever that was, they would follow him wherever he went. If he had some task to perform or some business to take care of, his Talmid would follow him everywhere he went. But you see, then there was this rabbi called Jesus. And he had his followers, his disciples, and he laid out for them exactly what he expected. And if Jesus was going one day and he was going to minister to the sick, his Talmid would follow him. Okay? And if he was going somewhere to carry out a specific mission, you know, his Talmid, his followers, they would follow him everywhere he went. If he was going to minister somebody who was down and out or something or an outcast or whatever, his Talmid would follow him. And you know the word, you know what the word says, that you got to, you know, take up everything. You got to give up everything. But listen, here's the key. If you're the Talmid, if you're a follower of Jesus, guess where that takes you? And that's where you begin to count the cost of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Because if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you are all in, regardless of your past, regardless of the stains, regardless of the blemishes, regardless of the mistakes, regardless of all of that stuff, if you're going to follow Jesus and you're going to go all in, He will always lead you to the cross. Can you go back to our verse? Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways. All those hang-ups, all that stuff, and take up your what? When? And what? Follow me. Now I tell you, we ought to rejoice in the fact this morning that anyone means everyone. No excuses. No qualifications. But it does mean everything. Would you bow with me, please? Maybe somebody's here this morning. I just want to pray this prayer. I don't know your heart, and I don't know all the details that are going on and stuff in your life. But maybe you're here this morning and somehow, some way, this message has spoken to your heart. And you realize that there's some stuff that's holding you back. And in some way, you feel almost disqualified from being a follower of Christ. I want to tell you, that's so not true. Because He says to us, if any of you wants to be my follower, the invitation is to you. And while I pray, if there's something going on in your life, there's something just kind of holding you back, it's like an anchor that's holding you back, would you just turn loose of that today? Make the decision to go all in. and just commit yourself to be a follower of Christ. All in, completely, totally committed. A follower, not a fan. Lord Jesus, thank You this morning for the power of Your Word. And thank You, Lord, not only for the power of Your Word, but the hope and the promise of Your Word. That regardless of our stains, regardless of our sin, regardless of our past, that we can bring it to You and confess it and bring it to You and repent of it. Lord, You take it away, You wash it away. And in turn, we are welcomed in as Your follower. Lord, if there's anyone here today like that, God, I pray that You just speak to their hearts right now. I pray that You would set them free from whatever is holding them back. Help them, Lord, to come to You in confession and repentance and to walk away from those things that are holding them back. And Lord, that they will go all in and follow You. Holy, totally committed follower. Thank You, Lord, for Your grace that does that in our lives even when we don't deserve it. And You love us even when we are unlovable. But still You give that open invitation. If any of you, anyone, will be My Father.